Wow. Amen. Oh, come on, can I hear you better? Come on, it's intimacy with God. So can you just make it a little bit better? Can you just shout amen? I love noise. So can you make it a little louder? You know, before I share the word with you tonight, as the praise team was going on, I was worshiping, and the Lord dropped a word into my spirit. Tonight, victory is won for you through the praise. The Lord was sharing with me, I was hearing the voice of God, that's to let you know that Bible says one day there was an attack on King Jehoshaphat. And when there was time for war, Jehoshaphat had army. But God told Jehoshaphat to line up the musicians, the praise and worship team. And when they take the lead, something will happen. So the army of God did not fight that battle. When praises and worship went up, victory came down. So tonight, I want you to know that the Lord has given you victory. The praise team, what happened here tonight, there's victory in this house. Amen. And so tonight, I want you to just give it all. Give it all to the Lord. Your worship, your praise, give it all. Because out of that, the walls of Jericho will fall. Amen. Amen. Tonight, I want to just take the opportunity to thank Pastor Tom and the City Church elders. This is my home. It's a joy. Anytime I come here, I see it as a home. It's a family. And so I am very honored to stand here again tonight to share the word of the Lord with you. Also, my wife is here, Lady Joanna. I salute you. And I have members of Living Springs Church are also here. Some of my elders, deacons, a lot of people, some of them are here because we are one family. And so we do not know anything but the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Tonight, can I pray with you, please? Father, tonight, will you speak unto us? There are so many voices, but tonight, would you let every voice be silent, that your voice alone will be heard in this room? Father, tonight, will you let the voice of accusations, the voice of condemnations, the voice of fear, the voice of intimidation, let all those voices be silent. Let the voice of hope, the voice of joy, the I am, let that voice speak tonight. Will you hide me behind the cross? In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, I want to share with you a message that a scripture we are going to read mostly is read during Easter time. Because it has become very obvious that in a season, every season have a message that we preach. Mostly in the Easter season, we read and then we talk about the death of Jesus Christ. And then after the Easter season is gone, we'll hear it another year. But the blood of Jesus is speaking every day. Amen. So every day is an Easter season for me. And so tonight, I want us to read a scripture and then I'll talk to you about it. If you can please be on your feet, can you please rise as we read two scriptures? The first one is Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 19. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? I think tonight Jesus is asking someone, who do you say I am? I think, okay, please, thank you. We go back. Back, please. All right, now forward. 14. Okay. They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of them. Prophet. But what about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? This is very intimate. I still want to read that part though. So if you can go back to it. All right. Okay. Okay, so now one more. There you go. Please pause there for a second. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Okay, now we can keep going. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by the flesh, by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen. If you look at the scripture we read, I want you to really pay attention to it, because we're going to go to our next verse, our next scripture here, which is a little bit different than what Jesus Christ said. Let's go to Luke chapter 22, from 54 to 62. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him, but he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are one of them. Man, I'm not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you are talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows tonight, today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Shall we please have our seat? Tonight, I want to share with you a message entitled, When a Believer Follow Christ in a Distance. This is an intimacy conference. And I believe that in order to be very, when we use the word intimate, you need to know somebody very closely before you can have an intimacy with a person. So when a believer follow Christ in a distance, what happens? So in the scripture we read, the first scripture I read to you about, it was about Jesus Christ asking the disciples about who he was. People follow me every day. I am doing miracles, but I don't know what they are saying about me. What do people say I am? So the Bible says, Peter, you know, I'm from Ghana. I say Peter. Right? So Peter said, or we should say Peter. So Peter, the man who will always speak first, He was anointed. He was smart. He knew Jesus personally. He had walked with him. He said, you know what? Some people are saying you are Elijah. Some say you are a prophet. Some are even saying you are John the Baptist. And Jesus said, I know about that. But I want you to know about you seated here. Who do you say I am? So Peter said, I believe Peter was the captain of the disciples because he always speak first, right? He said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus looked at him and he said, this revelation is not coming from you, but it's from my Father. It means it's the Holy Spirit that is speaking to you. It's not you. And so that night, Jesus Christ made a promise to Peter. He said, because of what you have said and the revelation that has come from you, upon you the church will be built. And I'm going to give you the keys of the heavens and the earth, that whatever you bound will be bound, and what you loose will be loosened. He gave him the power. So we fast forward. When we fast forward and we go to Matthew chapter 26, we read. You know, if you look at chapter, there was a, before Jesus was about to be crucified, they had a supper. And in the supper, he told his disciples that tonight, someone is going to betray me. He told them, he forewarned them. And it was very interesting. Peter said, Judas was the one who was going to betray Jesus, but he didn't talk. But Peter spoke. He said, my Lord, no one will do that. And if everyone will deny you, me, Peter, I will never deny you. And he went further to say that I'm even willing to put my life down for you. You see, we always talk about Judas denying Jesus. But the night Jesus died, two people denied him. One was Peter. One was Judas. The difference between Judas and Peter was that Peter confessed and repented and became intimate. He went back to God again because he's a loving God. So after the promise, it became reality. In that night that he was betrayed, Bible said after Jesus had been arrested, the word says that Peter followed Christ in a distance. He didn't follow him closely. He followed him in a distance. It means Christ was up there and Peter was walking behind him, trying to figure out what was going to happen. Beloved, this is what is happening mostly in this life as Christians. We follow Christ, but we follow him in a distance. We don't want to get so close to him because when we get close to him, people will know us. And anytime we are doing something that is not right, they will question us, are you not one of them? So we stay very far from him. Yet in our heart, we say that we are followers of Christ. But we really don't want to act like him. Because we have friends who do things different than the way we do it. And we want to fit in. We want to be accepted. We want to do the things that they do. So when they are going to the club, we want to join them. When they are going to church, we want to join them. So in order for me to be able to get it better, I don't have to be so close. So in an essence, I'm neutral. I'm in there. This was what Peter was doing. But tonight, I want you to understand, anytime a believer follows Christ in the distance, something happens. Tonight, are you close with Christ? Or you are following him in a distance? Going to church every Sunday doesn't mean that you are so close to Christ. Speaking in tongues doesn't mean you are too close to Christ. But in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind, in your soul, the life you live, are you close to Jesus? Amen. Peter followed Christ in a distance. Tonight, as at the word intimacy with Christ, we can never have intimate with Jesus if we are following him in a distance. We can only become intimate with him when we are so close to him.
when we are seated by him, when we hold him, when we walk with him, when we just tell ourselves that wherever you go, I want to be. When we think like Zacchaeus, the short man, who was not actually, he didn't know how to get to Jesus. But he thought of it, he said, I want to see this man. So he went ahead just to wait for him. In order to be close, to have intimacy, we need to walk with him. Tonight, are you really walking with Christ? You see, there's this culture that we have. Now the church is becoming like a club. But tonight I didn't really come to speak my word, but I want to speak the word of God to you tonight. Because we ought to be intimate with this I am. And if we want to be intimate with him, then we cannot play with God. Because the way we play with him, how we handle him, the way we attend to him, that's how he's going to attend to us. We cannot just bring the world into the church. We cannot allow the church to be like a social functioning. Because that's not what Jesus wants. Anytime we make it look like that, there's some problems that are going to happen. So in the scripture we read, Bible said when Peter was following him, it got to a point. He saw that there were a group of people who were doing bonfire. They had lit a fire and they were celebrating because Jesus had been arrested. Peter went ahead and sat by them. When he sat there, can I tell you that wherever you go, if you call yourself a Christian, you will be identified. You can put on any kind of clothes you want to. Just, you can disguise yourself. The Spirit of the Lord is still going to bring you out. So in the midst of the bonfire, a little girl went to Peter and said, you are one of them. Do you remember that in Matthew, Jesus Christ has said that you are the rock. This man has confessed Jesus as the Savior, the Son of God. But this time around, there is a little girl who is telling you that you are part of them, but he's saying, no, I am not. I am not. Three times, he kept denying. He said, I am not part of him. Because why? He was following Christ in a distance. Tonight, the first thing I want to talk about, when a believer follows Christ in a distance, you become a liar and a coward. Peter was a brave man. He knew the sea. He was one person who was able to talk to Jesus. He would question him. He would speak to him. He would say whatever he wants to say. But Bible says that that night, when that little girl came to Peter and questioned him, he lied to that little girl. I'm sure that that little girl could have been the daughter of Peter, very young. Beloved, when we follow Christ in the distance, we will find ourselves becoming liars. We will become frustrated. We will deny God. We will not be able to have that intimacy that we are supposed to have. Tonight, we can say all we want to say. We can think all we want to think about. But when we go further away from Christ, we're going to start talking the way we are not supposed to talk. The Apostle Peter was with Jesus. Yes, he could not stand the face of that little girl. Just because he was following Christ in the distance. Tonight, are you following Jesus in a distance or you are following him closely? Because if you follow Christ in a distance, the time is going to come that the trials are going to come, the test is going to come, you will not be able to stand it. You will give up, you will run. Everything is going to scare you. We are afraid because we are following Christ in the distance. They are telling us who we are, and we are believing it because we are following Christ in the distance. But if we can follow Christ closely, it is not someone who is going to tell you who you are, because Christ is already defining your destiny and your character for you. But when you stay away from him, you will never know who you are. That moment, Peter didn't know who he was. He didn't even know that the prophecy had come upon him. That he was a rock. He didn't know at that time that God had given him the power of the heavens and the earth, that when he shouts, it's going to happen. Because he was following him in the distance. Beloved, when you follow Christ in the distance, if you are not very careful, you will not be able to stand the test of time. We want to be intimate with him. We need to get closer to Jesus more than we have ever been. We need to walk with him closer than it is now. Come what may, throughout the storm, whether we have it, whether we don't have it, whether it's good, whether it's bad, we are with him. Because if you can walk with him, all things will work together for our good. But when you stay away, when you get to your comfort zone, when you feel like it is not good for me, if I have followed him all these years, what am I receiving? You are getting more than what you think. Is that not what we say? People tell you that all this, all your life, those who don't go to church are even better than you. No, they are not. Because no one follows Christ closely and is ever disappointed. Jesus, he will never fail you. If you follow him closely, when the trials and the temptation comes, he will take you through it. In order to be intimate, let's get closer to him. The second point, when a believer follows Christ in the distance, he becomes confused. He becomes confused and he becomes frustrated. The night when, after the young lady had spoken to Peter, another man came and asked him, frustration began to set in. Peter has lost who he was. Tonight, are you frustrated for something? Are you confused? You don't know what to do? You don't know what to do with the family? You don't know what to do with the children? You don't know what to do with the work? You don't know what to do in your life? I am just inviting you to come closer to Jesus. Let's get intimate with him, because when you follow him in a distance, you will never be able to find answers. Can I tell you that in this world, there are so many voices that are speaking? The last time I spoke here, I talked about this. That was the time that this whole coronavirus issue was coming on. And till now, everybody is making an excuse with coronavirus. When you place an order and the delivery is coming late, you say, oh, it's coronavirus. Right? Oh, the order cannot be made because of the virus, the system, you know? Everything is being blamed on coronavirus. What is happening? Voices are everywhere. Every voice has a power that follows it. Tonight, if you are not hearing the voice of God, I want you to get closer to Jesus. Because if you stay away from him, you will hear so many voices, voices of discouragement, voices that are going to tell you that you are not able. Voices that are going to tell you that God hates you, he don't like you. You're going to hear voices that are going to tell you that you are not better than who you think, like you think you are. It's going to tell you that you've lost the family. It's going to tell you to give up. Because voices are everywhere. Tonight, what voice are you hearing? If you're hearing the voice, that the voice is not the voice of God. If that voice is not telling you that Jesus is able. If that voice is telling you, it's not telling you that, yes, you are able. If that voice is not telling you that, yes, you are the child of God. If that voice is telling you that, for there's therefore no condemnation to those who love him, then I'm telling you that you are not hearing the voice of God. You will be frustrated and confused because you are not following him closely. Tonight, let's get intimate with him. Let's get closer than we think we are. How many of us here have, those of us who are married, those who have children, and we started the relationship, when you started dating your spouse, you remember how every day you want to talk to them? Sometimes, to those who actually have a little bit long distance relationship, your phone is always with you because you want to get to know them more. The more you talk, the more you get closer, the more you get to know them. The more we get to know Jesus, the more we talk to him, the more we pray, the more we get the hunger and the thirst, the more we get to know him more. Why do we get a manual when we buy a car? Because that manual is supposed to help you to know the car. Tonight, are you closer to him? Do you have the manual that is getting you closer to Jesus? Because if you don't have it, then tonight I'm telling you that that manual is the word of the Lord. That is the only word that it will not make you confused. That is the only word that every answer is in there. Before you go and see your lawyer, would you just go into the Bible first? Because there are answers in that Bible. He comes first. When a believer follows Christ in the distance, he becomes confused. The third point. When a believer follows Christ in the distance, he makes wrong judgment. Tonight, what is your judgment? I want you to go to, let's look at what Peter did at that night. That was a poor judgment right there. You are the man that has walked with Christ. You have seen Jesus Christ healing the sick. He has seen Jesus Christ raising the dead. He has seen Jesus Christ doing all the miracles. At a point, he has sent them to just go and share the gospel. They were healing people. Even Peter himself, miracles has come through him. But at that night, because he decided to follow Christ in the distance and not walk straight with Christ, there was a poor judgment on his side. Tonight is your judgment poor. Then I want you to check again. Maybe you are not so intimate with Christ. Can I tell you that there's a difference between saying it and doing it? We can say that we want to be intimate. But tonight, I want you to be intimate with Christ. I want you to get closer to him more than you have ever been once again. Love him more. And how do we do it? Maybe tonight the altars have been broken. When a believer follows Christ in the distance, he becomes a friend of the world. Peter became a friend of the world. Peter saw the bonfire. While Jesus was up there, he saw the world, the unbeliever, those who were jubilating, celebrating the capture of the Messiah. He joined them. Tonight, what friends do you join? What group of people do you work with? Because when you follow Christ in the distance, you become a friend of the world. You will do what the world does. You go to the places where they go. Peter actually joined them while they were doing the bonfire, trying to have fun. Whether having fun with them, who knows? But tonight, if you don't see yourself at the right places, then maybe you are not so close to Jesus. Maybe you are very far from him. Maybe you are following him in a distance. Maybe Sundays, yes, you know that you have to go to church. I usually say this at church, that we need to understand that coming to church is not coming to show off our clothes. Because some people, maybe you don't have any place to go, you have so much, you want to just wear and go to church. That's not church. It is not because you have met somebody you have not seen in a long time, when you go to church, you see them. But when we come to church, we come to have an encounter with Christ. It's an intimate that we are coming to have with him. So tonight, do you just get to the point where you know that, my friends, any time that I want to associate myself, the group that I am going with, I am not saying that you don't have to have friends who are not unbelievers. But I just want you to know that you cannot allow your unbelievers to influence you. Because you are supposed to influence them. There's a spirit in you that they don't have. That spirit is supposed to bring it out. So when they are going and then you join them, when they see you, they have to stop. When they are making some, they are having some conversation and you appear, they need to show that, he's here. Your life is supposed to be an example to them. We're supposed to change them. And that only happens when we have an intimate with Christ, because at that moment, I am not going to be afraid. Peter was afraid. When you go a distance from Christ, you become fearful, you become afraid. Peter was afraid. Tonight, are you afraid of your friends? Are you afraid of losing them? Let them go. Because if your life cannot influence them and they are influencing you, then there's something wrong somewhere. It means you are not so close to Jesus. Brethren, in order to be intimate with God, we need to really come to Him every day. We need to pray every day. We need to learn to just love the Word of God every day. We need to love every day. We need to care every day. Because at the end of the day, when you wake up in the morning, what do you think about? What is the first thing? Have you realized that you become so comfortable because you know it's because you know how to drive? But I want you to know that someone knows how to drive. Someone started driving before you started. But that person got an accident and died. It's not about the way you drive. It's not because of your experience. It's not because you are too good at what you do. It's because of the grace of God. It's because of Jesus. We live because of Him. We move because of Him. Our existence is because of Him. That blood that shed for us was what has actually separated us. So tonight, in order to be closer to Him, I need you to really always remember the cross. That night, Peter betrayed Jesus. Tonight, are you also betraying Him one way or the other? Or you're only pointing fingers at Judas Iscariot? Have you not always been betraying Christ when you meet your friends? Tonight, intimacy with God, it means we need to deny ourselves. We need to deny the world and embrace Jesus. We need to put away everything and say, Jesus, just this is where we are. This is who we are. Just as we are, we have come. We cannot withdraw due to the peer pressure. Why did Peter withdraw? Why was Peter following Christ in the distance? Because he was afraid. Maybe you are withdrawing from Christ because of peer pressure. Maybe it's because of the environment you are in. But tonight I want to tell you that do not let the environment change you. Do not allow anything to change you. Do not allow anything to shift your focus from Christ. Because when you take your eyes from Christ, you will sink. Because as long as Peter was looking at Christ, he was walking on the sea. But if you take your eyes, you will go down. Tonight, if you can focus on Christ, if you can walk with Him closely, can we be like the woman with the issue of blood who said to herself, even if I'm not able to talk to Him and I'm not able to touch Him and I can just run and go and touch the hem of His garment, I'll be made whole. Can we have that yearning that I'm going to do whatever it takes, that every day I'm just going to walk towards Christ and I'm going to just push even when I cannot do it? Because that's what intimacy is. Is to do it and get closer more than you think you are every day. Because when you stop, it is just like a love that when you are starting, they tell you that, oh, now you have stopped. You have stopped the course. You are not really closer to me like you used to be. Even when we do that to our spouses, they feel it. It is the same with Christ. In order for the love to continue, you have to be a consistent thing. Tonight, are we consistent with God? Are you consistent with Jesus? Because if you follow Him in a distance, you will fail. Tonight, maybe the altar of prayer has been broken. Because in order to be able to be intimate with God, we need to rebuild the altar. We need to rebuild our prayer life again. We need to rebuild the way that we attend to God again. The first love, we need to go and pick it back. We need to walk with Him again like that. We need to have the yearning for Him again. Do you remember when you first know Jesus, when you were so on fire? I always say that I get very tired hearing a lot of Christians saying that, I remember when I started in the ministry. I remember when I started when I started going to church. It's not about when you started. It's about now. It's now. That time you started is gone. But what are you doing now? What is your relationship with Him now? Because I tell you that it's not the book that is marking for what you did yesterday, tomorrow, and no, it's about your now. Amen. Your consistency with him. Maybe you need to rebuild it. How long did you used to pray? Are you still praying the same way? Tonight, as we worship and as we praise, I know that the Lord is going to is speaking to us that we need to get closer to him than we have ever been. Yes, you come to church every Sunday. Yes, you come to Bible studies. Prayer service on Tuesdays, you come. But how is your heart closer to him? Because he said it, that you speak and you always say you love me with your mouth, but how about your heart? Tonight is our heart closer to Jesus. It's our heart. Are we intimate with Christ with our heart? Because if our heart is far, Peter was following him, but his heart was not there. That's why he was always following him in the distance. Are you following Christ in the distance? Peter repented. Peter repented. Tonight, I think God is speaking to us to just repent, get back from where we are, and get to the altar again. Jesus is calling you to come because he says after the rooster crow, he looked at Peter and Peter remembered what Jesus said. Tonight, maybe the Lord is also reminding you that how you started, you have stopped. Maybe he's reminding you that the love that you had for him, it is not the same love anymore. Maybe he's reminding you that the passion you had for Christ, that passion is not there anymore. Tonight, it's not about then, it's about now. So we're going to just spend a little time tonight to be able to rebuild our altar. We're going to come before him and say, Lord, as we worship, as we praise you, we want to make that renew our love with you again. We need to renew it every day. When the children of Israel, after they have crossed Jordan, Bible says that Joshua and the elders, they went out there and they renewed the covenant that they had with God. Tonight, we want to renew our covenant with God again. We need to walk to the altar and say, Lord, when you call us that time, the fire that we had, we want to have it back again. We want to make that confession again tonight. You know, there's something I want to read out here to you. See, when God wanted to create fish, he spoke to the sea because the fish came into the sea. When God wanted to create the tree, he spoke to the earth because everything about God is, thou say, yeah, he speaks and it comes. But when God wanted to create man, he turned to himself and said, let us make man as our image and likeness. If you catch a fish out of the water, it will die. When you remove a tree from the earth, it dies. It's the same way when a man disconnects himself from God, he also dies. God is our natural resource. He's a natural environment. We are created to live in his presence. We must connect with him because only in him we can live. Can I tell you that without you, God will still live, but without God, you cannot live. Because he's God all by himself. He doesn't need no man to tell him he's God. That is why he said, if you stop praising me, I can command the non-living things to praise me. Because he's God. But I can tell you that without him, you cannot live. We are just like the tree. If they take us out of the soil, we are going to die. If they take the fish out of the water, it's dying. That is why in John chapter 15, and as I want to read this scripture, I want to call back the praise team to just come. Because tonight we're going to spend time to worship God. We're going to come before the altar of God again. We're going to renew our love with him again tonight. We're going to renew the covenant we have with him tonight. We're going to just come to him and say, Lord, we want to be more intimate with you than we used to be. In John chapter 15, from verse 5 to 7, it says this. It says, yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my word remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and you shall receive it. Tonight, are you following Christ in a distance? Or you are so close to Christ? Are you ready to renew your covenant and the relationship you have with him and say, Lord, indeed, I walked with you. Can I tell you that in the book, Bible talks about the prophet Elijah. Elijah was a very powerful man of God, a prophet. Bible says one day, he decided to go on the battle of the battle that he killed Jezebel and the prophets of Baal. Just after he killed the prophets of Baal, Bible says Jezebel was after him. This man of God, this prophet of God, who had walked with God, who had seen miracles, who has done all the great things, he heard that Jezebel was after his life. Bible says he got afraid and then he started and said, oh God, kill me. I am the last one standing now. He became afraid. And Bible says he ran away. That was the prophet Elijah, a man of God. He ran. He said, no, I'm tired. Tonight, maybe you have done so much. You have walked with God. It doesn't matter how long you have walked with him. Maybe you are also saying the same thing. Maybe you are running away. Maybe you are following him in a distance. But tonight, I want you to just renew that covenant with him again.